Anyway, Enid, we've lots of emails in. I just want to have a look at a couple of them. One is for you, and it comes in from, let me just check, I know it's Libby, but what's Libby's surname? Libby O'Toole. And it's a photograph of a fabulous wasp's nest in a glass house. And she said, swarm of wasps built this hive in glass house. Very unusual, exclamation mark, she says.
That would be unusual if a swarm of wasps built it. It was built by the worker wasps, all the females, as they went along. So mammy wasp queen wakes up in March and starts off with a little paper cell that she makes by chewing a bit of timber and making it like a little golf ball and putting it into some place where it will hang. Now, quite often they hang these from the ceiling and then you see them getting bigger and bigger and this is how they work. And then as each generation of wasps come along, they add more to it and they add little cells, and you can get even different colours of the wasp's nest depending on if the timber has been painted or things like this. But the place that Libby's showing us her wasp's nest is actually in a crack in a glass house between the walls and the ceilings. The wall is glass, as you might imagine in a glass house, and then there's a bit of a piece of wood and then the ceiling is glass as well. So they had nowhere to go, only in this gap on the top. So instead of it being a circle or football of a wasp's nest,
yeah, it's elongated,
actually, it's
isn't
actually
it?
Like, if you look at it from a distance, you're like the fin whale of a shark or a whale or something like this. So it's like the letter T. It's right across, in just in the place. And the reason why it's like that is they had nowhere else to go. I mean, they couldn't stick it onto the glass and was glass above and glass below. And obviously they were able to scrape away at the timber, because that's what they do. They scrape up timber that isn't 100% hard and make that into the nest. So they infill in the whole place with it all so they can spread as long as it is. And this is where all the wasps were. Amazing.
It's gorgeous though, isn't it?
I'm sure she was delighted with them in her greenhouse, because they are carnivores, and what they do is they feed on black flies and white flies and green flies. Not that the wasps themselves eat them, but they chew them up and bring them home and feed the babbies with them. And then the babbies, when they're all fed, dribble out a quart of a sweet solution, and then the adult female workers lick them. Here's your dinner, lick, lick. Here's your dinner, lick, lick.
And so
they don't go near anybody looking for sugar until, you know, they're the last of their generation. And all that summer long, they were eating all the stuff in her greenhouse and bringing it home and feeding the babies with it.
So this is a past tense wasp's nest.
Yeah, they only ever use it once because they all die out except for the mated queens who get mated at the end of August. They go off and
over. So she
winter.
Could take it down now if she wanted to.
Well, yes, if it was last year's one, she could, yeah, indeed.
It's hardly this year's.
Well, it doesn't matter whether she leaves it there or not. They're not going to go back to it.
No, but I'm just saying it's hardly this year's.
Well, at this stage of the year, it hardly is. Hardly no, indeed. So they're not even coming out of hibernation.
Exactly. So you could if you wanted to. Be careful, though. We always advise be careful.
Yeah, but if you take it down, then you're leaving a hole for anyone to come again the following year, which you might want. I don't know. But anyway, it is a good talking point, I must say.
It is, but literally all the email said was, swarm of wasps built this hive in glass house. Very unusual, exclamation mark. It didn't say anything else. But thank you very much indeed, Libby O'Toole.